So my goal is to transport you and talk a lot about cases, their impact, regulatory impact. For those of you who haven't ever heard me, we come at this paper and the PowerPoint with a particular view in mind and a particular methodology. I have people who help me. Eric Kaufman is in the audience and Daphne Andritzos Calderon. And we choose these cases all year long, and then we vet them against the other cases, and then we see which ones float to the top. So my presentation and methodology is not so much a survey of the law across the U.S., but rather cases that we select that have particular meaning or operational impact to what all of you do and the clients that you serve. So you won't see a complete survey or every single case in every single arena or a summary of those cases as Jack Schroeder presents, but rather we're going to get into the weeds a little bit on those cases that you can take back to your clients and operationalize the advice that we're going to give. We're going to get started with a case called the Walker case versus Memorial Health System of Texas. One of the themes this year, and I think it's important, because some years we have cases on either side of the docket where we say, in particular with respect to a due process case, this has been a tough year for physicians. This has been a tough year for people trying to pierce the privileges of HCQIA. Or this has been a favorable physician year. There is no doubt that the cases that I'm going to present and the cases this year across the country and in Texas are very favorable to physicians.